Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, it's Deborah, founder, owner of the Dream Vision 7 radio network and host of the Love by Intuition show. I am ecstatic today with our guest. And just before we introduce her, as we all know, this is a live Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast here at 1510 AM NBC Sports Radio, Boston, where we reach five states just by turning the dial for those that are not internet connected, and then streamed live on Dream Vision 7, syndicated with a number of other stations we are, and so it just keeps on giving. We have Simran Singh. I have to say that I met her in person at Bliss Life Yoga last weekend, and I could just feel her precious soul so full of love. So we could probably do a 3-hour show on all that she is doing and serving the world. She is author of Conversations with the Universe, a creative, visionary, transformational catalyst and leading voice for the journey of the soul. Publisher of the Nautilus award-winning 1111 magazine, the only publication to have ever been granted this designation, and number one rated syndicated 1111 talk radio show. She is actually on the road. She's living the truth of who she is and doing as the universe has asked. She's on a one-year, one-woman live-streamed RV tour around the country. The Rebel Road is to be live-streamed on One World Puja Network and is her vision of freeing people from their self-imposed limitations that we all put on ourselves to live life fearlessly, boldly, and in the full, passionate adventure of the heart's desire to awaken the infinite possibility and creative flow that is our natural inheritance. So welcome to the show, Simran.
Oh, I'm so excited to be with you, Deborah. It was such a pleasure to connect with you and really see each other in person before doing this. So it makes it that much more special to share space.
Yes, I agree, and thank you for that. And what amazes me, and for the listeners as well, Simran has never sang, and part of her show that she does as she's traveling the Rebel Road is actually singing, and it's beautiful, so clear and soulful. So just stepping out and doing that, that is amazing to me.
Oh, I appreciate that so much. Well, you know, I've only had the 6 singing voice lessons, so I really appreciate that comment. I can say that I'm getting stronger with each show, and by the end of the 66 shows across North America, I should be able to sing. But when the universe asks you to do something, I don't know, with me, it came to a point, I just had to say yes, because who I had been, I couldn't be any longer. It had taken me as far as I could go, and I needed to discover who I didn't know. I needed to discover the unknown of myself. Part of that unknown involved singing and comedy and being out there and being really social. And it's been an amazing ride, and I have discovered so much beauty and received so much from the process of giving.
Yeah, and I get that. I understand that. So let's take a few minutes and share with the listeners a little bit about your background. What, you know, when did you wake up?
Well, I spent my life 30 years in a family business that was in high-end fashion. And in the course of that, I kind of gave myself up along the way between that and an arranged marriage that I was in. Piece by piece, I kind of deadened. And it came to a point in my life, as most of us, where life starts to break down because we're not really seeing how we are being depleted or codependent or really going against what our soul truly wants. And that happened to me. Life broke down so that I could break through. In that moment, my marriage was gone, my career was gone, my family was gone. Everything that I knew myself to be completely disappeared, and I found myself on the ground asking for a sign, not realizing that I was going to be bombarded with the numbers 11, 11, 11, and 111 for the next 4 weeks for about 25 to 30 times a day. And when I finally got angry enough out of my walking dead state to at least inquire about what does this mean, I was downloaded with 1111 magazine, and it was enough to get me out of my bed and out of the state of depression and get me doing something that started to fill me back up and started to be really for me and in turn started to serve the world. And so that was the initial beginnings of everything, and from there it has just expanded in terms of how I have been able to heal, but how that has overflowed and touched other people through the radio and then my recent release of Conversations with the Universe. And the next phase of almost finding myself in that same place, not dead, but in a place of, okay, now it's time to let everything go again and embark on the rebel road.
Mm. That's amazing. And so share with a lot of our listeners are finding their way and on their evolution of the human being and the light within. What is the universe speaks to us on a daily basis if we listen, and that's what your book is all about. But what is your perspective of why we're here, why the soul is here? And I always say we're in a human container. I know you speak of that we are a spacesuit. So speak to that.
Absolutely. When I had that moment where I was really asking for signs and those numbers were showing up, I started realizing there is a communication that's taking place. And I started to ask, you know, well, if it's showing up in numbers for me, it's got to be showing up in other ways because life just can't be random. And I started to discover that we all get it. We all have this communication from the universe that is happening all of the time. And it literally guides us through every obstacle and every challenge and to every direction that we need to have. And so I really feel like that communication is there as a way for us to become self-realized. To me, the body is a spacesuit. It's this garment that we wear that has all of these gadgets and whistles and bells that kind of are used as the alarms to help us wake up to something that we don't realize is going on. And in the same vein, our life does that as well through the experiences that we have. And if we will just allow ourselves to understand that we are even beyond spiritual beings, because that just means that we're separate when we leave this body, and that doesn't make sense to me, that there must be something bigger. And that would mean that we must all be connected. And I find that to be the oneness. And I find that we are experience experiencing itself, because that oneness has to individuate, which is how we end up being spiritual beings, and then we end up with a human body. And if we would realize that I'm not on a journey, that I am actually the journey, and I'm here as experience experiencing itself, then all of a sudden there's no good or bad, there's no right or wrong, there's no ugly or beautiful, and there's no separation. Because everything in the world then is us speaking back to us about us as mirrors to our inner landscape.
Right, and the mirror is so important in everything. And I love in the book where you even get to the point of talking about our cars and how, or the plumbing in our homes, or what we have, how we decorate is all fed into showing us the things that we need to go within and heal if we choose to. But it's all there, all around us. So
it's amazing. It's amazing how intricately the world is actually created, because it's so interlinked that, yes, our cars, if there's an issue, we could get in our heads and say, or let our ego take over and say, oh, that's just the car. It got a flat because it ran over a nail, or, you know, something happened because I didn't take care of it. Or we could say, wow, something went wrong with the house. How does that have anything to do with me? But what if it did? What if we said, where is that in me? And we all of a sudden did the inner work to heal that thing. We discovered that it's all a representation of us. The house is our consciousness. The car is our moving body. Every single thing in our world shows up for us to show us us. And part of that proof is that we're having different things show up for different people, because we all need to grow in different ways as well.
Right, and yet we're the same. It's fascinating how we're all unique, we're all experiencing differently, and then some collectively, and it just goes from there. As far as the power of yes, and that is so key with everything, share with us about you have said yes and how to say yes.
You know, I started to realize as the signs and the symbols and the communications were coming that if this is the universe speaking to me, then what's my end of it? What's my end of the conversation? Because as long as I was not speaking back or acting, then it really was a one-way dialogue, and that's not really a conversation. And so I started to recognize when this constant tapping comes, and for many people it might not be the numbers of 1111. It may not be the things that I see, but what I do know is every single person is seeing something repeatedly. And that tapping is literally to say that there's the seen and unseen forces that know you're here, that have got your back, and in that moment that it's showing up, are asking you to monitor what you're thinking about and how you're thinking about it. Are you in your head about it, or are you in your heart? And they're asking you to be in your heart and really follow positively that you can do it and that you will be supported. And so as I continued to move and realize this conversation was happening, I started to realize a whole paragraph of stuff would be spoken to me, and that everyone could have this and allow it to unfold in a way that they were constantly guided. And so I began to take this conversation and really allow it to become my part being the yes. So when I was thinking about something, if the numbers would show up, I would notice, oh, I'm kind of thinking about this a little too practically. My heart would really like to say yes. My mind is telling me, how can you possibly do this? So what if I just said yes and went with my heart? And every time I did that, then another series of conversations would start coming. And I started to realize that the yes is my end of the dialogue. The action is my end that the universe is waiting for to open another door. And then I made an acronym for YES to really help me understand this. So for me, YES symbolizes you expressing Source, because that's exactly what we're here doing. Source is expressing in, as, and through us as experience, experiencing itself, so that we more easily move through change and different experiences and allow different things to come in and out of our lives without the judgment and attachment that we've always placed on it that causes our stuckness or causes our discomfort and allows us to be more present and in the moment.
Right. And it is very being cognizant of the words that we use, the thoughts that we have, the feelings that we feel. And all of that, when we pay attention and change or tweak it, makes such a difference. I was talking with, someone in the family the other day, and it's, you know, when you're so used to saying words, it's a habit, and somebody's making you laugh, and you say, you know, she's killing me. People don't realize the word killing has a vibration and that we feed into that. And if we can eliminate that word and place some other word instead and make the new word a habit, then things can change all around, not only in our own world, but the vibration goes through the whole entire world. How do you feel about that, Simran?
I so very much agree with you on that, because our language really does dictate, along with our thoughts and our feelings, what we're going to be creating. And so I tell people that's why conversations with the universe are so important in your life, because it's truly letting you know where your alignment is. If you're not in right thought, right word, right action, it's going to show up outside of you. And rather than judging it or pointing the finger and blaming,
what it's really asking you to do is look at where is my thought out of alignment, or where do my words not line up with what I'm really asking for in my life, or where do my actions not match up with those thoughts and those words. And when we get it lined up, that's when we end up in the flow of life. And when I say flow of life, it's not the direction to get anywhere. The flow just means the space of energy where synchronicity begins to happen more and more, and you really are in that place of oneness as the world constantly working on the behalf of itself.
Right. And it's a feeling when you connect with what's within your God light, whatever you choose to call it, that the purpose of the soul, everything. And I don't know how you feel, but I know when I am radiating in that and I step into something the universe is asking, there's a euphoric feeling, these God tingles, I will call them, and there's there's no doubt in your mind that what is to be or what is asked of you at that time is what needs to be done, and there's a magnificence around it, so that it's like an ecstasy feeling. It's hard to use words, but you're in awe of that feeling. Share how you feel when these synchronicities and things show up from the universe.
You know, I can share an example of something that's just happened on the Rebel Road. We left 3 weeks ago on this trip. There were three women on board and my two children, Sage is 12 and Chris is 3 years old. And we were beginning September 8th, and we actually are going throughout the country by invitation from whoever will have us, and I can do the show in that place through July of next year. And so we were in Vermont a few days ago for the show at a beautiful facility, and I finished the show, and this woman comes up to me, and she says, you know, I didn't really know about you, and I heard about you a couple of days ago. I went back and forth about whether or not I could spend the money, the $30 on the ticket, because I really didn't have the money. But something kept telling me to come, and I'm so thrilled that I did, because you have inspired me completely. But I want to throw something out there to you, and I know it's a long shot. I know that Maggie is the guardian of your kids on this journey, but if for some reason that ever changes and she leaves, I'd love to be considered for that, because I'm a certified teacher and I'm tired of having kids sit down and be quiet. I want to teach them that it's okay to learn through play, and it's okay to love, and it's okay to be spontaneous. And I just want to let you know that in case that ever comes up. Well, we went home, and the next morning, Maggie comes to me and she wakes me up at 6 a.m. and she says, I'd like you to take me to the airport. I need to get a car. I need to go home. And she just had found that her life was now calling her in a different direction. But look at how the universe lined it up. Look at how when we trust the unknown, when we really allow ourselves to live out a dream, how the universe not only lines it up to where we are supported, but how when one person's dream moves in a different direction and they step out of the situation and leave, that another person whose dream aligns with it all of a sudden appears that can slip right into that place. And that goes back to you saying that we really are all the same. Because if we would stop thinking that we're all different, unique puzzle pieces in that way, we would understand that there are many people that can fit in the same situation, but that we move on so that we experience things in different ways. How we are different is the style and the exquisiteness and the genius that we bring to the creation that we are a part of. And right. So I understand totally that euphoria that you're speaking of. It's so completely the truth when synchronicity and things line up.
Yes, and so now when that first happened, being conscious, you at first probably thought, oh my goodness, what is happening here? But because of everything being dropped in place, you had the comfort and the trust of knowing all would be well, that someone else would fit right into that slot very nicely.
Well, so. I think that that's normally the case that would happen. I've gotten to a point now that I so trust the universe, and that came through conversations with the universe. It came through my own discovery of signs and symbols, and that was why I had to write this book, because I realized I don't trust life. I don't trust the world. I don't trust the universe. I don't trust myself. And so by learning how the communication comes from the universe and seeing it on a consistent basis and me saying yes and me getting support and me saying yes and me getting support, it allowed a trust to build so that when I embarked on this Rebel Road journey, I was completely fine with not knowing anything, with being in the unknown, and completely trusting that anything is good. Whatever would happen would be good. And I also knew that the mission of this was there's absolutely no excuse for us not to live our dreams. So, of course, I'm going to create situations along the way that would appear as the excuses to stop, just to prove as the example to people, see, there's still not a good enough excuse to not live your dreams. But because my trust was so much in place, it allowed that alignment of someone else to also show up. And that's the beauty of being in this energy of love. It is always loving in the way that we need it.
Right. Beautifully said. And for people that are having a hard time, I believe that you need to step out of yourself and look from a higher perspective at everything. And when you can not look from the human view, but from the higher perspective, one can see why these things are happening. And really, you come up with solutions to different things that come up because you're looking at it from that perspective. Instead of, woe with me down here, and this is bad, you're looking from a view that works.
Yes, and I would add to that, not just higher, but broader perspective. Because
yes,
when I talk about the unknown, I'm talking about the unknown self. And what is the unknown self other than the broader, greater view of who we are, which is divinity itself? And so right, when I realized that who I was got me as far as I could go, the only way I was going to experience the truth, the greatness, the empowered self was to go into the unknown, because that was the higher, broader me.
Exactly. Well, we need to, coming up on a break, Simran, and I want to give out how to contact Simran, and at the same time, you can see where she's going to be at, in the Rebel Road, her journey there to help everyone. It might be right in your own town. So Simran is S-I-M-R-A-N with a hyphen, and Singh is S-I-N-G-H. .com, Simran-Singh.com. We'll be back in a moment. Don't go away. We have so much more to share.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Join us every first Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, where you'll discover life wisdom and achieve greater spiritual awareness. Through Cynthia's coaching tips, healing stories, and inspirational interviews, you'll improve your relationships, find greater balance, and achieve inner peace today. Join thousands who've transformed their lives through Heart Living. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Greenlock is the place to go for horse therapy you should know. We use the horse, they do the trick, to help you talk and walk and skip. The horse's movement builds your muscle. It also makes you laugh and chuckle. To do our job, your help we need. To run the farm and buy our feed. To help us out, just double-click on greenlock.org. Do it quick.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Deborah, and yes, this is the Love by Intuition show. And for those that may not be aware out there, this show that we're actually doing live today will be aired this coming Tuesday and Friday on our own station, Dream Visions 7. It's all one word with an S on the end, Dream Visions, the number 7, my favorite number, radio.com. And that's 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Time, heard twice a day. And the show, actually, Love by Intuition is Monday through Friday. And we're syndicated with a number of other stations, and then a few others pick us up. So tell your friends and family if you've missed this, if they've missed this show, they can always hear it later. And we have the apps where you can download and take it on the go. I want to just put out that this book is going to be and is one of my favorite books, and it's something that you can open up at different pages or chapters and read again and learn so much. It's Conversations with the Universe, How the World Speaks to Us, by Simran Singh. And the words, the way she writes, this, it's almost musical. It's almost like the words dance off the page. It's an experience just to read the words. So I want to stress to everyone to buy the book. You can go on her site, conversationswiththeuniverse.com, but everything is on her main site, which is Simran Singh, and I'll spell it S-I-M. R-A-N hyphen, Singh is S-I-N-G-H.com. So, and I want to mention something. One of the little phrases she mentions is, every human being is a sacred text. Just that is so powerful, that we are sacred in itself. So, and let's talk about that, Simran, on how magnificent we really are, and that there's levels to us. The body is one piece of us, but there's levels beyond the auric field, and so we can bring any illness out through the levels. We have the ability to heal ourselves. That's how magnificent we are. We just need to trust and believe. So how do you feel about that?
You know, I see the divine, especially now, in every show that I do, in every person that comes up to me, I see the divine walking, because I truly believe we each are the divine walking, and we are just different faces and different bodies and different shapes and different places, but that we are each God. And when we can get beyond the bigness of that concept for some, because for some they weren't reared that way, so it can seem like a really far stretch or even perhaps blasphemous. Or we can get beyond the thought of intellectualizing, okay, I know that God is in everyone, and really get into the space of God is not just a spark in my heart, but God is my entire being expressing and experiencing. Then we've truly gotten to a place where we will start to see each other as one. Because we cannot not recognize the divine when it's walking in front of us if we are the divine. And I got this when the 11-11s were happening. I was downloaded with the 11-11 magazine. I was also given insight into a creation story. And if I can share that story, Deborah, I would love to.
Absolutely.
I want everyone to imagine this amazing, beautiful mass. You just close your eyes and just really see this beautiful, shimmering mass of light, sound, and color. It's expansive, and it holds every rich tone and vibration, and it knows itself to be this. It has this real knowing of its own beauty and illumination and power and presence and humbleness, and it's not an arrogant knowing. It is just a simple truth of knowing that this is what I am. And in that beautiful view of itself, it swells so much with the love that it is that several pieces burst off and are able to look back at the mass and really get an even different perspective and view of the magnificence of itself, the brilliance, the strength, the courage, the radiance that it all is. And in that moment, imagine that you were one of those sparks, one of those God sparks that burst off. And imagine that the God spark wanted to not only recognize itself as all of these things, but wished it had the ability to experience it again and again. And from that place of creation that it was, it birthed that ability to know itself again and again simply by focusing its attention on it. And so in that moment, those other two sparks also could feel that harmony of, yes, let's experience this again and again. But they were not quite sure how to do that. And then all of a sudden, one of the pieces said, I know, we will have play. We will have a play. We will each take on a role, and we'll create a role that actually supports one another in whatever way we need, because we want to discover one of these many aspects that we are, that we see and celebrate here in front of us as our wholeness. And the smallest spark decides, I would like to discover my beauty and my voice and my brilliance. I'd love to know my power, but also I want to know this amazing unconditional love that I know I am and feel. In that moment, that larger spark said, then I will come in as the role of your father. And I may be hard on you, and I may push you, and I may ask you things that don't make any sense. And it's going to either give you an opportunity to stand against it and know that that is not your truth, or it is going to push you down a bit to where you lose your voice, and you may not think yourself worthy, and you may feel disempowered because you're not getting the support. And the second piece pipes up and starts to shimmer and shine and say, yes, I get it, I understand, and I will be your mother. And because of the harshness of he as the father and the husband, I will shut down as well because I will lose my voice. And I will not be able to love myself because I'll try so hard to be what I'm not that I'll lose the love of myself. And because of that, I won't even be able to love you. I won't be able to emotionally support you or be there for you. And that, too, will make you feel unloved. It'll make you feel unworthy. And the small spark says that doesn't let me know my power and my brilliance. I don't understand. That's not a whole lot of fun. Why would you do that? And the sparks in unison proclaim, because we love you enough to give you the experience that you desire to uncover these things. Because for you to know your beauty, you have to first know ugliness. For you to know your worth, you have to experience the feeling of unworthiness. For you to know unconditional love, you have to first be in love with conditions. And we love you enough to create the scenario and the setting and the circumstances to allow you to have that. The small spark was in awe at the kind of love that would require, because that would mean that those two people, to become that, would have had to have had hard lives themselves and couldn't fathom that kind of love to create the story just for him would work, would be there, would actually be something that they'd be willing to do, but they were. And so they came down to Earth, what we call Earth School, which I think is an incorrect version now, because they came for Earth School to learn the lessons. But what we're really here for is to play. So now I want to change that to let you understand that you are here to live out your life in this playground. And your uncovery and discovery of these things that you chose as a soul before you came here, that all the people around you contracted to be, whether it was abusive or whether it was to leave your life before you wanted them to, or whether it was to squash you down or treat you badly or to show you violence, they all showed up so that you could learn something, so that you could play with something, so that you could discover a piece of yourself again that you wanted to celebrate. And maybe that was forgiveness or compassion or unconditional love or self-love. But there were certain gifts that you wanted to uncover. And that is why you're here. And that is the creation story that I was given as I was downloaded with 1111.
And I love it. I love that because it's a story that explains and resonates, it should resonate with every human being that asks, why are we here? and we are here exactly as you have shared. And then we all have that brilliance within that's unique, that we can take that and put it into a job or a mission or a nonprofit or whatever it may be, and serve the world. Because when you love yourself so brilliantly, so in fullness, that you want to serve the world, and that's why we're here, is to do exactly that. And I just want to share too, when you're in that brilliance and the creativity that comes from it, that will show you, the universe will show you what needs to be done, and you just follow it even though you've never been there before.
Well, and if I can add, Deborah, the other thing that it does is it frees us and it frees the other people, because so many people right now are living from this place defined by who they think they are based on how the people they've lived with have treated them. And that is what is keeping people stuck. And that is what is keeping them in their victimhood or in their resentment and in their anger, so that they don't turn in the direction of their dreams and their passions and live out what they're truly here to live out. Imagine that those people truly loved you in that way, loved you enough so that you could discover who you are.
Perfectly said. And it's a choice. It's a choice to step out of the victimhood, to step out of the illness. That's the glory of who we are. We can choose to think differently. So with that said, we need to go on for another break. Everyone, if you'd like to call in and ask a question of Simran, you certainly can. Sean's in the house. The number's 866-338-9663 or 617-237-1234. Back in a moment.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday, 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Do you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Beauvais at 508-226-1723 or go to lovebyintuition.com.
Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Join us every second Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, for the Nurturing Intuitive Children with Dr. Nikki show, where you'll discover holistic strategies and techniques that support intuitive and empathic children in our homes, in schools, and in healthcare. Through our panel of distinguished guests, you'll receive parenting tips, education strategies, and holistic health solutions that'll help you improve the lives of these magnificent children and help their inner light shine even more brightly on the planet. Our program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough?
The Massachusetts Soldiers Legacy Fund, MSLF, was founded in 2004 with a simple goal: to provide educational assistance grants to the children of Massachusetts service members who were killed while deployed on operations enduring an Iraqi freedom. With its current resources, the MSLF guarantees a minimum of $40,000, $10,000 per annum, in educational funding to each child of a fallen service member whose home of record at the Department of Defense was Massachusetts. There's no selection process. If an individual is a child of a service member whose service is credited to Massachusetts and whom gave his or her life in Operation Enduring or Iraqi Freedom, that child qualifies for MSLF funds. We're proud to report that we're accomplishing our founding objective thanks to the support of individuals and organizations throughout the United States. To donate, go to mslfund.org.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Join us on Creating a Spirited Life with Janet Kesenick, the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. We'll explore the day-to-day moments that puzzle, enlighten, and bring us into deeper connection with our best selves. Find meaning, purpose, and humor while creating a spirited life. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
And we are back, and I wanted to give out Simran's website one more time. It's Simran, S-I-M-R-A-N hyphen, Singh. It's spelled S-I-N-G-H, Simran-Singh.com. Get that book. Everyone must have the book. Must. So, Simran, I wanted to, with all that you're doing and all that you've started with the 1111 magazine, and we should mention that for those that may know you well, it was on hold and still giving the gift to everyone online, and now you're actually printing additional months or additional copies, should I say. So speak to that for a moment.
Sure. I went to Machu Picchu a year and a half ago, and in the silence there, I was guided to stop everything that I was doing for a while and to also leave this 18-year marriage. And so I was asked to halt 1111 magazine, which I did, and I proceeded in getting a divorce from this marriage. And that is when the Rebel Road came in, and then I was guided to actually restart it. So what is online now are all the new issues, in addition to sections that cover the Rebel Road tour as I go around the country and explain what's happening and showcase shows and many people that I've interviewed that to me are being rebels in their own lives, just like you, Deborah, because you're one of those spotlight people that I have stopped in to let people know about. And so the magazine's online. It's available. It is completely free to humanity. You can go to my website and register for a free subscription. If you're wanting any of the archived issues, I do have print issues, and those are available for purchase so that we can cover all the mailing costs to you. But all of the material is for free, and it is completely inspiring and empowering and from many voices all over the world.
Beautiful, beautiful, and it was my honor. I was so excited to have the honor of having you interview me. So who knows where all that goes? But we're again, when we experience anything or if we heal anything, we're not actually just healing ourselves. We're healing. It's a vibration. It's an energy that goes on to all others that may be working on that particular item. Like we were talking about abandonment.
abandonment during the break by us working on abandonment. When we're healed, we're healing everyone else that is experiencing that particular experience as well. So, and I'm sure you agree with that.
Oh, most definitely. And I think aside from us doing our work to heal not only what is in the collective and what is in our lineages, past and future, I feel very strongly about sharing the message that we are here to celebrate other people. We are not here to put people down or to criticize or to one-up them or to be in competition. That is such an old paradigm. This is a time of community and unity and collaboration and celebration and really recognizing other individuals and saying, good for you for what you're doing, and how can I help you, and how can I support you, and how can I celebrate you, and how can I share you with the world without any expectation of return for the self. That is the true law of attraction. That is the true activation of giving and receiving. If you want to really make the law of attraction work in your life, do things in full heart and in full celebration for another without any expectation for return, and see what shows up in your life. Just the past 3 weeks, beginning this journey, there has been more abundance in such magical ways that has shown up, from being gifted a beautiful castle-like house to stay in while in Burlington, Canada for the next week, to a person just giving us some money for gas, to people donating their venues for us to have this show. I mean, left and right, humanity is very much alive and full of hope and love. And if we can just stay anchored in the fact that we are in love all of the time, we are with love all of the time, we are of love all of the time, we are simply to be here as love all of the time, and every problem of the world will be solved through the inspirations that come through.
Right. And when we get that and hold that vibration, and again, it's a choice, isn't it, Simran? You know, it's a choice to step into what we already are. And so many have a challenge with that. But I know from my own particular experiences, it can happen. And when it does happen, you can stay in that space for every day. It's not something you visit. It's just who you are. It's the essence of who we are as beings.
You said the key words. It's who we already are. There's nothing you need to become. There's nowhere you have to go to figure out how. You already are that. And it doesn't mean denying your humanity. In fact, it means celebrating your humanity. It means celebrating every bump and bruise and obstacle that was along the way. That's so much of what the Rebel Road show is helping people to realize. It's showing them that life is about connecting the dots from what was to what is, taking all of that hard, caked, dead, barren ground, all of those boulders that we've carried along the way through our lives, and understanding that they were not our burdens, they were not our curses, they were not our victimhood, but in fact, they are also the light, albeit distortions of the light, but it is still light. And when we understand that that's all light also, then it must be a part of a bigger picture that is all light. And then we can understand why it was necessary and how it can be truly celebrated and honored. Then we reach the place of oneness and ascension and the ability to really honor and love and respect one another.
Beautiful. And that's it in a nutshell, is looking at people as if you were looking at yourself, and just have that unconditional love. And imagine that. And that's one of the things that I wanted to ask you in these last 5 minutes that we have, is what do you, Simran, what do you see for the world in the next coming years? How do you see it?
You know, I think that everyone's been focused on, you know, this is the critical time and everyone needs to do something right now and all of that. But in my opinion, if you look at the children that are being born, if you look at the young people, the teenagers, even the college-age people that are here on this planet, these people are wise. We could learn from them. They've got it together. They're already saving our world. What we need to do is our part, to step into our light, to step into our passions, to allow the release of the things that we've been carrying so that they can now be the beacons of light that they already are, and they're not afraid to shine it. They're not afraid to speak it. I understand that there are issues that come up and there are things that divert our attention that are the illusion. But if we will stop focusing so much on that and really start looking at the beauty and the creation we can create, we will create a new world. We are made in the image and likeness of our Creator, and that is not a man or a woman in the sky. That is not a being that is out there. We are created in the image and likeness of our Creator, and that is creation itself. And with that said, that means we are creation itself with the ability to create any and everything that we want. Now we just have to decide, what is it I really want? What is it that I'm really going to go after? I think a lot of people are out there saying, I want to live the big game now. I want a bigger life. I want to no longer hold back. Well, if that's really the truth that you want, then you can't be you anymore. It's time now to go beyond who you have known. It's time now to step into the unknown, be the rebel in your own life, and decide, I no longer accept any excuses, belief systems, limitations, or obstacles that I've placed in my way to stop me from living a life of passion, beauty, inspiration, and creativity as I was destined to be as the son or daughter of creation itself.
I'm speechless. That is so beautiful and powerful, and the power of yes for each and every one that listens to this, whether it's today, whether it's next week, whether it's next year, to listen to this, the power of yes to all that you have shared, Simran. It's just beautiful.
Thank you. Yes, Y-E-S, you expressing source. That is what each and every one of us are.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And when you are in that space and you choose to change your thoughts of limitation, as you say, and unworthy and all the different things that come with the thoughts, things start to bubble up. Things start to show, present themselves. And then you know. And once you know, you can never go back to that old self. Would you agree with that?
You definitely can't go back. And the other thing that starts to happen when you really leap into that place of unknown and in heart passion, there's an energy that wells up within you that comes out of nowhere. And it gives you all the energy you need to complete and to be and to live and to be excited. You start to feel younger. You start to look younger. You start to attract everything that you need. You begin to live in the world that is magical. The world that is of natural miracles that happen all of the time, that is really the reality that we have. But we've gotten caught up in the illusion. We've gotten caught up in believing in our doubts and our limitation and that there is wrongness in the world. What I'm here to tell you is there is only good. That's all that there can be. It may be disguised in different ways, but there's only one thing happening here, and it is good.
Absolutely. And with that, we close the show for today. I'd love to have you come back again and share more as you go along on your rebel road. And just thank you so much. I love you. I am sitting here with just so much fullness of love for you and all that you are and what you do in Simran. So I thank you for that.
Oh, I love you, Deborah, and I'm happy to come back and support you in any way that I can. I celebrate all of the work that you're doing in the world. I think it's amazing.
Thank you, and I celebrate you. Until the next time, everyone, au revoir.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week, all designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Buffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one. And we are all part of the miracle of love.